Three, two, one. What is everyone up to? How are you guys doing today? I am Alex. Call me Buri. I am doing okay. I'm speaking by myself. No one else is speaking with me. I'm just getting through the day. I can't lie. I hope that you are doing well today. I hope this episode puts you in a bright mood when I'm speaking. If you are a new listener or a first-time listener, you can follow this podcast for more future episodes. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. The Buri Weird Podcast is available on other listening platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platform apps downloaded on your devices, then I suggest you download it now. You are missing out. This episode is no means to give people professional advice. I am speaking to form my opinion. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving you guys legal advice. I'm not giving you guys business advice when it comes to owning a business. I am not a therapist and a psychologist. I am not giving you guys psychological advice. I am not licensed enough to give you guys therapeutic advice. If you have any questions or you need someone to talk to, then it is best to speak to a professional. I don't have all of the answers. I am not diagnosing anyone. That is all I have for this disclaimer. Here is the first question. What's a compliment you don't like receiving and why? Let me go over the answers. I'm going over two answers. One is, you look so good without your glasses. Great, because I wear my glasses literally every day. And another one is, you're nice. You're too nice. You're so polite. There was a time when someone told me I look old when I don't wear my eyeglasses. How old do I look? Do I look 40 to you? What makes me look old? The bags in my eyes? I did not create the bags under my eyes. Some people have them. Do the wrinkles in my forehead make me look old? I take care of my face every single day. It never stopped me from taking off my eyeglasses. I still remember till this day. I'm gonna tell you that it bothered me and it happened when I was in high school, being told that I look old when I don't wear my eyeglasses. I want to say that it happened to me during freshman year and sophomore year in high school. There were times that I remembered when people told me, oh, you look good with your eyeglasses. I feel that I never got enough compliments in my life. I do my best not to think about it because I don't want to stress it too much. I don't want to let certain things get to me, especially when people say something small. Overall, I noticed a difference between wearing my glasses and not wearing my eyeglasses. Do I have to be reminded that I look old? I don't always need to buy new glasses to hide my looks when people think I'm old. If my visions were clear, then I would be okay. No one would tell me that I look old. No one would tell me that I look good when I wear my eyeglasses. No one would tell me that they don't like it when I take my eyeglasses off. In case you are worried about me, I'm not risking my eyesight. So, is there something wrong with being nice? I don't have a problem with being nice and people being kind once and for all. What I have a problem with is that people are not sincere with being kind. People will do anything extra to prove that they are this good person. I have friends in my life who are genuinely nice and they're not toxic. I don't like using the word nice sometimes. I feel that being nice does not work in all types of situations. In my personal opinion, being nice does not lead to every opportunity. I notice that kindness opens doors for people. It should not have a goal. In my opinion, being nice does not always mean being weak. I just hate it when people mistake it for being a weak person. I feel that a lot of people are nice because they are afraid of being guilty. When they are mean, people are very hesitant to show a different side of them. That's how I was. The problem is that nice people are not credited when they're actually genuine with being nice. There are times where I have been actually uncomfortable with people who are too insincerely nice because I learned that they can be deceitful in the future. They could be deceitful in the next day. I hate to think about the worst, but I think that is common. I feel that I would rather use up all of my energy to associate myself with people who only look out for themselves because they have not been protected and defended all of their life than be nice and a pushover. I went through that as well. I had a rough social life when I was young. This still hits me till this day. Again, this reason is that people do not know how to be respectful and kind. The way people act when people are nice can be learned behavior, and I think that is why people act like that. They may have learned it from their parents. Some people don't know how to reciprocate respect. I just feel that if people don't improve to reciprocate the respect, then it's better not to be friends with that person if you know their true character. It's even more better to not be near that person in your presence. Actually, don't allow them in your presence because these toxic, insincere people will make your life a living hell. I hate to say this, what is the point of being nice to someone who is a negative person? I want to go over this second compliment. You're nice. You're too nice. You're so polite. When they're not abusive ex, I dealt with that in the past. What I did wrong was that I was too comfortable to think that a person who is too nice would not be deceitful. Snap out of it. You dumped him for a reason, and I'm proud of you for leaving him. Stop second guessing yourself and stop being nice to him. I know that a lot of people would say that to their friends, but I just don't think that's the right thing to say. I don't know. You're too nice. Actually, that's what someone said. I always hear this saying, "You're too nice," is what someone usually says. I believe that we should credit someone for making an important impact in someone else's life. Without a good, impactful person in your life, you will be nothing. You will not be where you're at. I get the abusive part because I know a lot of nice people who were in a vulnerable, abusive place. I've been in a vulnerable place, and it's hard to be kind in a toxic environment. In general, it's also impossible to be kind in a toxic place. At the end of the day, I feel that it takes time for some people to leave a toxic situation. I also want to remind people that people should not be obligated to live through it because I see the future getting worse for people. Sincere. If I were you, when you have not dealt with a person who went from too insincerely nice to deceitful, I would let people's actions speak for themselves and don't be afraid to be wary because you never know if the person will be your enemy or your friend. I feel that people who never respected you can do something serious to you. Right now, I was questioning myself why I was always nice. The thing is that I was too closed-minded enough to show my bad side. There were a few times that I did not want to be known as the weak person. I know that people brought this up in the comment section on the subreddit. A lot of people respond to it. Someone said, "Oh, I don't mean it well. You're too nice," is 100% a criticism when I'm talking to someone who is acting like domestic abuse. Isn't a good reason to end a relationship with a domestic abuser who has their own childhood trauma. Someone said, generally, I'm saying things like, you're being way too nice to your. I find it hard to be nice because there are limits to the way people treat you. I want to talk about why I'm likely to show my bad side, why it's hard for me to be nice. I'm not nice the way people expect me to be. When I lose patience, enough is enough. When I reach my breaking point, enough is enough. Everyone knows that I know how to be nice. There are some people that I would never be on good terms with, and they claim that they are all for being nice when they have a bad reputation for being negative. I think that is deeper than being negative. That is why I don't have a lot of friends because I was always a given person. There are people who will take advantage of you. What I learned is that you don't have to be nice sometimes. To me, it's impossible to reciprocate when people don't do the same for you. There are hypocritical people because they get shocked when people expose their bad side. I honestly learned that it's inevitable and unavoidable because people are going to show their bad side. What I learned is that people can't be shocked. When it comes to people's demeanor, if people continue to be shocked, it lets me know that people did not learn that people will deal with the worst things in their life. I mean, the bad. You can't always expect good things to happen. Don't get shocked when you have done something wrong to them. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being nice, but there are shady people out in the real world. Sometimes people need to stop being shocked, and it bothers me when people act like that. All of this, you are a sweet person, is some bullshit thing to say to someone. It means nothing. I feel that's a bad thing to say because it may not come off as sincere. I'm talking about when people say to someone, "You're too nice. You're so sweet." I mean, if you can tell that someone is not sincere and genuine with what they're saying, then it should be a bad thing to say. This insincerity is the main reason why it's insulting to tell someone that they are a nice person. You need to believe people's actions. It sounds bad to say this. I feel that I would rather use up all of my energy to associate myself with people who only look out for themselves because they have not been protected and defended all of their life than be nice and a pushover. I went through that as well. I had a rough social life when I was young. This still hits me till this day. Again, this reason is that people do not know how to be respectful and kind. The way people act when people are nice can be learned behavior, and I think that is why people act like that. They may have learned it from their parents. Some people don't know how to reciprocate respect. I just feel that if people don't improve to reciprocate the respect, then it's better not to be friends with that person if you know their true character. It's even more better to not be near that person in your presence. Actually, don't allow them in your presence because these toxic, insincere people will make your life a living hell. I hate to say this, what is the point of being nice to someone who is a negative person? Overall, I find it insulting because people are known to be positive and they're not credited when credit is due. My point is that I know nice people who may have not been credited when credit is due. I actually feel bad for those who have been hurt and never mean harm to anyone. Even if people did things that they're not proud of, it shouldn't define who they are. We live and learn from things we're not proud of. I'm talking about people who are known to be good. I'm not saying that people should be perfect. No one is perfect when they do things that they're not proud of. There are some things that I'm not proud of. I feel that people who are known to be respectful should not feel obligated to feel bad for toxic people. The end, period. I get where this is coming from when enough to be an unpopular opinion. I actually love crediting people when credit is due. So, how it should be dealt with? The way I see it is that I feel people need to remind themselves whether people are fond of you or not, you don't have to owe people anything. That is what people need to remind themselves of. I always felt that I owed people something, even if people do not respect me. Don't feel that you owe people anything because you're not obligated to. You don't have to appease anyone. I find it best to not have people in your presence who mistaken your kindness for something negative. You don't owe people an apology for things that you did not do. You don't owe these people why they should be mad at you when you have not done anything wrong. There are people who want something bad for you and do not wish success on you. Be around people who actually want success for you, even if people are not saying it and they wish success on you behind closed doors. I hope that it makes sense. There are people who wish ill will on others, so you have to be careful with that type of energy. I would not feel safe for people to be that cowardly. You don't owe these people attention, whether it's good attention or bad attention. There should not be a reason why we put anyone on a pedestal. You don't owe these people why you're making the hardest life decisions in your life. What they say does not matter because your tough life decisions do not affect them at all. You don't owe these people an invite to your own events. Trust me, I would not mind making the hardest life decisions because it was necessary for me to do so. Whether people like it or not, it should not have anything to do with them. You don't owe these people your time and your energy. If you are fake nice to me, then I will give my energy to those who actually respect me, especially behind closed doors. You don't deserve my energy. Just let them show their true colors and they will eventually ruin their own careers. Karma will come back and bite them. I feel that the reason why people do not know how to be positive is that they were raised horribly and they were failed by someone who was supposed to look out for them and or they were a problem child. I consider it to be learned behavior. It sounds very regressive and sickening, especially for those who have not changed their ways for the better. What I want to say is that if these people refuse to be positive and kind, then it's best to avoid them because you don't know what type of energy they will bring in your presence. This can also apply if you have known these people for several years. It can be dangerous energy. I get serial killer vibes. I know most of us have dealt with disrespectful people in our lives. If I can tell someone who says, "You're so nice," and they keep on giving me direct compliments. It makes me suspicious of their character because part of me could tell if someone is not real and not genuine. I'm a character reader, so that is why a lot of times I don't bring random people in my life. I would stick with being busy because I don't have to deal with the extra negative energy. I think that it's best to focus on yourself and not worry about those who are not supporting you. I'm not saying that we should overly depend on others because it creates a problem. I feel that this is why all types of support means nothing because people will say, "I support you regardless," but you have not seen that person supporting you. Focus on looking out for yourself when people are not looking out for you. Look out for those who know how to be grateful. I find it safe to look out for those who are likely going to look out for you. Don't accept offers from those who are not sincerely respectful. Sometimes you just have to be selfish. That's just my opinion. I have deeper thoughts. People are going to be nice when it's convenient for them. I feel that just because someone is nice, it does not necessarily mean that you could be friends with them. It does not mean that you have to be buddy-buddy with them. It does not mean that you have to be super close with them. I would be comfortable to be friends with those who genuinely look up to me and would not be friends with me over an opportunity, meaning that someone would use you and be friends with you just to get further in life. I feel that there's a difference between doing things and helping people from the bottom of your heart rather than people being kind and helpful because they want to be conveniently kind in a way that's not sincere. You don't deserve an award. I don't expect an award from anyone. No one asked for an award. I will credit someone when they're actually being real. I can imagine a scenario that is very realistic. I have one example. I can imagine a conveniently or insincere kind person offering me a ride home. This sounds bad to say this. I would rather walk long distances than get a ride from someone who is not sincerely respectful and kind, let's say in the middle of the night. I don't care if the walk was 1 or 2 hours, especially if I was in another country. I would rather travel to another country by myself than have someone travel with me because they are insincerely kind and they force themselves to be by my side when it's convenient for them. I don't care if I was in Cambodia, the Philippines, Thailand, or Bali by myself. When people do things and they conveniently act kind, I learned that it comes across as manipulative because these types of people are compelling you to believe what they want you to believe about their character. It's very sneaky. I find it very manipulative. I can read through it, and I can't allow that in my life because it's actually dangerous. No one should allow that. The only person that you can trust is yourself. Your gut is always right. You never know if their gut is the same or it changed. What I have been told is that you should trust your first instinct because it will never change. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.